What's up, guys? Johnny Mash and Pit Life Barbecue Podcast coming at you again live from the Houston Livestock and Rodeo Show, brought to you by Uncle Steve Shank. Right now I'm with Steve from Karma Q.
Yep.
So what's up, brother? Thank you for taking a couple minutes to join me.
Oh, happy to do it, man.
Give everybody a quick little rundown about you and the whole team, how you got involved down here.
All right, well, Karma Q, we've been down here going on about 15 years now. We're teamed up with the Ranch Club, and we do all the cooking for them. We'll feed about 8,000 people for their tent.
Wow.
We'll do about 50 here. And this is one of our fundraisers every year. So Karma Q is a 501c3 charity.
Okay.
And we raise money to support other charities.
And
we just focus a lot on military and other smaller things locally that we can get a hold of.
Yeah.
And where we can actually roll in and make a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the names of some of those?
Well, we basically adopted a Marine unit. So we take care of their people that are struggling. Like we just did some event for them at Christmas time where they had some people that were struggling at Christmas. So we teamed up with a couple of charities. We bought their whole family a big deal, full of Christmas free presents, decorated the whole nine yards in the mall.
Nice.
Anything like that.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're really giving back. That's the beautiful thing about barbecue.
That is barbecue.
You know, there's always an opportunity,
right,
to give back. And whenever those opportunities arise, everybody jumps at it.
100%.
And it's a wonderful thing. So you do a lot of this. How about yourself on the competition set? Anything or?
This is about the only competition I do anymore. I used to do it.
All of it.
Yeah. It got me.
So, what's your guys like prep props? You guys start up.
Yeah.
For the future.
So we got in here Monday, got all our pits, several trailers around here and grills around here, one's in the trailer. We got in here Monday morning, got all set up. Tuesday morning, we got a couple of food cleared for us. And then we started cooking brisket that night, started prepping up everything we possibly can, and we've been going straight ever since.
Yeah. It's crazy. So the competition event, the competition is on Saturday.
Yeah, there's 2 days of parties. Friday will be the open competition and the Dutch oven desserts.
Yes.
And then the big meats are on Saturday.
Nice. Now, with the tent, now I'm looking here.
Yeah.
This is going deep. How many people do you normally do on a given night here?
I think on the busy night, it'll probably be 2,500, 3,000 people.
3,000 people.
We got about 1,500 tonight. So we'll have a live band back there, full open bar, all you can eat barbecue. You can go to town. It is a big party.
Yeah.
And this is a major fundraiser for both Rams Club and for barbecue.
You know, and the way you're talking about it, you absolutely love it.
Oh, absolutely.
You
all
the work.
Right. You know, I run a restaurant, so I take a week off to come down here and cook barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the restaurant?
Oh, well, the local craft barbecue in Newark, Texas. We're about 2 years old now.
Okay.
We've been making a little noise.
Nice. Kicking that door a little
bit.
Right? Absolutely. No, that's great. That's great. Facebook page and stuff for the restaurant?
Everything. Okay, the website is localcraftbarbecue.com, and all our socials are at localcraftbbq.
At localcraftbbq. Yep. Beautiful, brother. Like I said, I just doing a little bit, a couple minutes.
Yeah, let's love it.
Can you guys get people on to the forefront? A lot of the things I noticed with the expensive youth, it's all about the party.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to bring the cooks to the forefront because this is where the party kicks.
Absolutely.
This is the heart and soul back there in the pits. Pulls out everything on the other side behind this camera.
100%.
Of the party. But the heart and soul and everything that this weekend is stops back here.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to give as many of the guys I can the recognition of all the hard work y'all put in for the entire week and the entire year. 2025 planning starts Sunday morning.
It pretty much does.
You know.
Yeah, we're booking hotel rooms and starting to get our plan together for next year.
You know, and so I thank you for taking a couple minutes out of your busy schedule to join me. But like I said, I wanted to get as many guys to the forefront, because you turn on the news in the morning.
Oh yeah,
and it
just don't do it.
You know, it's the pretty little girl about the party, and the bass is booming, Yep. But this is where it all starts, and the giving back.
Yep.
And you know, feeding the masses. Like you said, up to 3,000 people a night. That is no small feat whatsoever. So, my hat's off to you, brother, and appreciate you. Like, yeah, appreciate you again taking the time out of your schedule. So that's it, guys. Come down, check out the Rams Club and Comic Q, and well, check out Comic Q. Need the tickets to get into the Rams Club. So you got to work on that.
We still got some open.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're hearing it, come on down. But thanks, guys, for tuning in. Till we get to the next one, keep that smoke rolling.